State health officials say they've confirmed the first Florida death linked to a national meningitis outbreak. Now with that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. The Florida Department of Health reported yesterday that a 70-year-old man died in July before the discovery of the contaminated steroid medication that authorities have linked to the infection. Officials say there are now six total cases in Florida, all in Marion County, but patients have been linked to facilities that got tainted medicine in four other counties, including Miami-Dade. More than 100 cases have been reported nationally, with about a dozen deaths. During yesterday's Florida cabinet meeting, Governor Rick Scott gave an update on the fungal meningitis outbreak in the state. But as WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports from Tampa, some mistaken copy had the governor sending callers to an adult phone line rather than a meningitis hotline.
As he wrapped up his status report, Governor Scott then said help was available online or over the phone for people with concerns.
You can call the Department of Health's toll-free 24-hour hotline set up in response to this at 1-866-523-7399.
WUSF posted that telephone number as part of its web story and was quickly notified by a reader that the number did not connect to the Florida Department of Health.
Hello, boys. Thank you for calling me on my anniversary. Existing callers, press 1. New callers.
We then notified the governor's office. A spokesperson responded by saying the correct number has been out 4 days and that Governor Scott inadvertently had an incorrect number in his copy. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
And by the way, you can find that on the Florida Health website. The NAACP has launched a national drive in Florida to restore the voting rights of ex-felons. And they did it here because the state has the largest number of disenfranchised ex-offenders in the U.S., more than 1.5 million. The group brought out actor Charles Dutton to help make their case. He says he was unable to vote for more than 30 years after he served time.
And what people don't realize or fail to realize, once a person decides that they want to register to vote, they want to go down and make their voice be heard, that is part and parcel of being rehabilitated.
Most states automatically restore the vote to those who've paid their debt to society. In 2007, then-Governor Charlie Crist in the Florida cabinet voted to institute such a policy in Florida, but last year, Governor Scott and the newly elected cabinet reversed it. Critics say such efforts are intended to suppress the black vote. NAACP President Benjamin Todd Jellis says restoring the vote should not be a partisan issue.
It is a rights issue. When we are in Maine, where the NAACP runs the only prison-wide voter registration drive in the country, 90% of the inmates are white, and the only party that shows up to recruit new voters is the Republican Party. And the NAACP is there.
A study by the Miami Herald and Tampa Bay Times found that 7,000 people were struck from Florida's voter rolls in the first months of the year. 51% were Democrats and 17% Republicans. A spokeswoman for Scott said the governor, quote, believes that for convicted felons to reenter civic society, they must demonstrate a commitment to remaining crime-free as well as a willingness to request to have their rights restored. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.